want to thank everyone for being here this afternoon. First, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Through this presentation today, I'm going to be discussing an ongoing program that has been conducted in Delma, Haiti, a community-informed disaster risk reduction training program. I'll be describing the methods that we use to assess the acceptability of the training activities and curriculum, and also the uptake of the household and community level strategies that we discussed, and also identifying key areas for consideration as we further develop the program moving forward, building community leadership and strategies for expanding. So as many people know, in the last few years, Haiti has faced a significant number of natural disasters. Of course, the January 12, 2010 earthquake, followed by the largest cholera outbreak in the world. And immediately following that, two devastating tropical storms. Environmental threats, and in particular hydrometeorological hazards, remain a very significant concern in Haiti, and specifically in the urban areas where infrastructure is quite weak. In response to these significant threats and recent events, national disaster plans have been developed, but there continues to be a disconnect between implementation of these plans at the national level and effective implementation at the community level. So this project has really evolved somewhat organically through a participatory process, beginning in 2012 with the Community Disaster Preparedness Assessment, looking at community knowledge of and engagement in disaster preparedness activities. This then informed a pilot study of some disaster risk reduction education activities with 42 participants. In July of 2013, these activities were expanded into a 5-day training program, and that was implemented with participants from the pilot study who emerged as community leaders. And then in December of 2013, we conducted a 6-month follow-up with these participants. And those last two phases are what I'll be focusing on today. So the arrow here points to our community area of focus in Delma, which is an urban commune of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Through this training program, from July 15th to 19th in 2013, we conducted this 5-day training seminar. We had 16 participants, ranging in age from 18 to 58. We focused on a modular curriculum that really addressed three particular content domains. So we began with developing a foundational understanding of the concepts of disaster risk reduction, thinking through hazards, risks, and vulnerabilities, and trying to put these into an appropriate context for these particular communities. So in one community, an example of a vulnerability might be living near the water and being at high risk for floods, whereas in another community area, the concern might be over weak infrastructure and a lot of damage caused by the earthquake. In this phase, we also talked about the cause and impact of common disasters, and also looking at the disaster cycle and thinking through engagement strategies that can be conducted before, during, and after a disaster might occur. In the second content domain, we focused on identifying protective factors and community assets, especially because there was this perceived disconnect between national implementation of plans and policies and community-level implementation. And so we really wanted to think through what resources and assets are actually available at the local level that we can tap into. So at this phase, we did some community mapping and also photo voice to help develop a visualization of the community and physically plot where schools, churches, other resources might be in relation to particularly vulnerable areas. We also talked about stress management and coping. For a lot of people, there really wasn't an understanding of what stress and trauma is, and this is very prevalent in relation to disasters. And in the third phase, we focused on developing community engagement strategies to assess, mitigate, and manage environmental threats. So here we are really putting it into practice. So asking participants to work with their household members and families in developing emergency action plans, identifying evacuation strategies and routes in the case of a disaster. Also thinking through next step action plans. So because this is a train the trainers program, we asked our participants to develop very specific and feasible ways for how they would continue to work with other members of their community in implementing these strategies. And then finally talking through effective facilitation skills, so how to actually go out there and engage others in these activities. After the training, participants completed a self-administered questionnaire to assess the acceptability of the training's content and methods. We also did look at knowledge acquisition through pre- and post-test, which is not the focus of this presentation today. And then in December of 2013, of that same year, we conducted a group interview to look at uptake after, you know, this six-month period has passed. What activities were participants actually able to implement in their communities that they had planned in the initial phase of the program? In this phase, 12 participants, so 75%, were able to attend, although the other four have remained engaged in the program. They just weren't available on that day. So these are some of our post-training results. 93.75% of the participants said that they enjoyed the program's activities. And then 100% felt that they developed useful skills, they found the topics to be relevant and appropriate for them, and they created plans for engaging others. And of course, this was a small sample size, but this was still very encouraging as we were looking to see if these methods were appropriate for addressing these concerns in these communities. And then on your right, you have an example of one of those next step action plans that we asked participants to develop. So this is in Creole, but it has the what, who, when, where, why, and how. And so we really ask people to be very specific and think through what's feasible for you. For some participants, it might just be talking to their neighbors or their family members about these evacuation strategies and household emergency action plans, whereas others really were very ambitious and wanted to conduct their own training seminars and really share this information with the broader community. After the six-month follow-up, all of the participants who attended reported completing at least some, if not all, of the activities that they had described in their next step action plans. There were four Haitian-initiated DRR seminars that were conducted in two different community areas, and five of our participants actually collaborated together with some of their colleagues in their own community to form their own community association for disaster risk reduction called GTRID. And they actually recently attained their legalization status with the Haitian government, which means that they can officially partner with other organizations, they can apply for funding, and they can really promote themselves on the ground for leading these disaster risk reduction initiatives. So overall, we really found that this training program, the curriculum and the methods were very well received by participants, beneficial for developing the capacity to mitigate risk to local disasters. The community members in Delma really demonstrated a very wide capacity to become leaders and to really embrace a leadership role in their communities. And by continuing to develop these leadership qualities within the community, there's the ability to strengthen collaboration with other organizations that are working on the ground and also with those national disaster plans and other environmental sustainability efforts that are being attempted on a broader scale, and using these community leaders can really be brought to fruition at a more local level. Moving forward, we have identified through that six-month follow-up interview, there were some further requests for training that emerged. So first was first aid, which we actually addressed as a continuing education module this past March in 2014. Participants were looking to go more into depth in the mental health aspect, really understanding the psychosocial implications of disasters. And then also women's health. About 40% of our participants were women and really asked for more training on some specific ways that they can be more engaged and more empowered in taking on leadership roles in disaster risk reduction. We also have begun the expansion of the program and adaptability testing, so to see how this module curriculum can be adapted from one community area to the other. Communities in Haiti are very diverse in their geographical landscape and also political affiliations and many other factors that contribute to the impact of natural disasters. So in March of 2014, we worked with a new cohort in a community of Bel Air and found very positive results again in terms of the participants' acquisition of the knowledge and also the acceptability of the program. We also are looking to create a more formalized train-the-trainer certification process. One of the challenges that our participants faced over time was when they wanted to approach, you know, local government officials and say, we received this training and we'd like to conduct something similar in our area. The government was really asking them to show their credentials. And although we provide a certificate at the end of the training, we want to try to develop something, a more standardized benchmark system that increases the credibility of these leaders. And then also a validation of the training program's components, the curriculum, the activities, in order to look forward to scaling up the project. So most importantly, I really want to thank our Haitian partners, translators, research assistants, and community members who have really given life and insight and meaning into this work, and specifically the Pissarro family, Dr. Muramatsu, and the Del Monte Medical Clinic, who have collaborated with us through the years and provided support as we continue to move forward. So, thank you.